Thanks, Justin, and good afternoon, everybody. Thank you for joining us as always. I want to wish everybody a very happy and healthy holiday season. Very excited about NXT Deadline this Saturday, so I'm going to turn things over to our Senior Vice President of Talent Development Creative, Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels.
Hey, everybody. Thank you all for being here once again. Obviously, we're looking forward to NXT Deadline, Saturday, December 10th. And once again, it's again great to appreciate y'all once again being a part of this. Very excited about Deadline Saturday. Feel like we've got some really fun, cool, and innovative stuff going on. But it's going to start, obviously, or end with the NXT Championship being defended by Bron Breakker against Apollo Crews. And very excited about the NXT Tag Team titles being defended by Pretty Deadly against New Day, which we are just absolutely jazzed to have here in NXT. And then, of course, Alba Fyre and Isla Dawn. Those of you for our NXT UK fans, very excited to have Isla here. She's looking to make a huge impact in NXT. And then, of course, our men and women's Iron Survivor Challenge matches, something very different, innovative. And obviously in the men's, we got Axiom, Grayson Waller, Joe Gacy, Carmelo Hayes, and JD McDonagh. Obviously a bunch of workhorses, which is going to be a blast to watch. And on our ladies' side, Zoe Stark, Cora Jade, Roxanne Perez, Kiana James, and Indy Hartwell. And those matches will determine, as you know, the number one contenders for the NXT Championship. So whoever comes out of the Bron Breakker Apollo Crews champion knows who they're going to be facing. And before we get to the questions, just want to, also give a little shout out to Sam Roberts, Mackenzie Mitchell, and of course, Denise Salcido, who will be hosting the pre-show panel. That we're very excited about having. And I guess, look, if any of you guys are ever interested in the future or think about wanting to be a part of that, by all means, let us know. We're very much enjoying, having you all come down here and being a part and helping us promote NXT. And other than that, I would just like to make one, and it's already been out there a bit, but I still want to kind of make it official to you. Very excited that, NXT is getting, we're finally getting out of the state of Florida and out of the city of Orlando. Not that we don't love it here, but we're very excited. This is the first standalone premium live event since February of 2020. And on Saturday, February 4th, NXT Vengeance Day is going to come live from the Spectrum Center in Charlotte, North Carolina. And I can't tell you how jazzed and excited we are about that. We love performing here at the at the Performance Center, but man, to get back out on the road is going to be an absolute blast. Obviously, just want to make that official with you guys. And the tickets for that event are going to go on sale next Friday through Ticketmaster. And so, anyway, that's sort of my corporate plug. And if I'm getting any better at this, let me know. let's get to the questions if y'all are ready.
All right, everybody, we'll do one question per hour. Thank you.
Thank you. If you would like to signal with questions, please press *1 on your touchtone telephone. If you're joining us today using a speakerphone, please make sure your mute function is turned off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. Again, that will be *1 if you would like to signal with questions. And our first question comes from Mike Johnson with PW Insider.
I swear we don't plan this.
We don't. Hey, Sean, how are you?
Doing well, thank you.
I want to ask you about the Iron Survivor match. We don't get a lot of firsts anymore in WWE or anywhere, given the number of years and all this stuff has been running now. Can you give us some thoughts on, or some insight into the seed of the idea for the match and what your thoughts were on having so many talents have a chance to try it out and be involved in the first match of this type, given, you know, you broke in the ladder match with Bret Hart and WWF back in, I think, 92 or 93, and then did the match for the first time on pay-per-view with Scott Hall. So all these talents are in a similar position that you were in during your career. So insight into the creation of the match and these talents getting to have their own first in NXT.
Yeah, well, look, so we wanted to see, and look, I'll be honest, to me, that's the greatest thing about getting to be here in NXT is that we do get to, you know, try things out and test a lot of things from a television standpoint, programming standpoint, and in this case, a match standpoint. And we, and so, you know, sometimes they're hit or miss, but again, I love that process. And so this was something that for the final, premium live event of the year, could we come up with something again, different. And this is just something, again, the creative team and myself, you know, we don't get out of, we don't get out of our padded room much. And so this was something, that we kind of eventually landed on. It was sort of honestly, the inspiration clearly came from like the Iron Man match. But you can't go an hour. And so, there were just different aspects of it. And I always liked the gauntlet aspect, I think, of matches. So, it was, that's honestly how it came about. And as you said, and we were talking last night, there are a number of the talent that are excited for the fact that it is the first, and you do, you kind of get, you feel like it's a pat on the back from a talent standpoint when they trust you to do it. And you, look, these are all people that we believe in, both on the men's and women's side. And they're always, again, when you want your new ideas to hopefully have great success, you pick the best people you think that can give you that. And that's what we've done in these, you know, Iron Survivor challenges. And look, we'll see, you know, we'll see how it goes. And again, I think it's going to be fantastic. The fact that it's new, and different, I think, obviously, is an advantage to us. Clearly, the talent we have in it are capable of turning on something exciting. So, you know, Friday night's going to be, I think, a pretty incredible evening. And like I said, maybe we'll have a match that everybody will remember for a long, long time.
All right. Thank you, sir. I appreciate the time.
Thank you very much.
Is that Friday?
Oh, yeah. Sorry about that. Saturday night. Apparently, I said Friday.
And our next question will come from Jason Powell with ProWrestling.net.
Hey, Sean, what is Paul Levesque's management style when it comes to NXT these days? Does he have a lot of input into what you guys are doing, or is he just kind of letting you do your thing?
He's letting me do my thing. We almost never, we finally texted the other day and actually were just talking about that, which was like, hey, you know, I miss, you know, we kind of just miss not being able to hang out anymore. That was the great thing about him being here on a regular basis is, you know, there's whole, like I said, there's a whole friendship thing that, you know, sort of has to take a back seat to all of this. But right now, yeah, this is, look, he's, you know, I'm very fortunate. He trusts me. So he is not, he hasn't, there's been almost no communication over the last several weeks. He's just been so busy. He's got so much going on. I don't want to add, you know, any problems, to it. I mean, if there's something very urgent, I guess, that I feel like we need or a question that I need answered, you know what I mean? I know that he'll give me that, but right now, you know, we're rolling what we feel like is pretty good down here. We understand, what they want, from, you know, us and from the talent. And so to me, I always feel like no news is good news. If nobody's calling me and I'm not bothering them, I feel like everybody is happy with what's going on. So right now, again, yeah, I mean, the only complaints he and I have, honestly, are not having a lot of time to catch up.
Well, thanks for taking the time to do this, and best of luck with the show on Saturday.
Thank you very much.
And moving on to John Alba with Podcast Heat.
Hey, Sean, thanks for taking the time. Best of luck this week with the show. One of the biggest stories in the entire news circle this past week has been the status of William Regal. And it was confirmed yesterday on a conference call that he'd be headed back to work with his son. And I wanted to know if you guys had any comment on William Regal coming back into the WWE fold here, and what kind of an asset can he provide for you in your NXT?
Well, look, I appreciate the question. What I know is there's nothing official that I really had to announce. But I'll say this, as you said, we love Steve, and we have a great deal of respect for Steven Regal and what he means to NXT and the WWE, and of course wrestling at all levels. Nothing would thrill me more. And to give you more information, I would obviously stay tuned, because hopefully we'll all know a little bit more as we get down the road. But honestly, right now, I'm the guy that's been reading it from you guys. So that's where we're at for the time being.
Great. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Our next question will come from Christian Bruns with Power Wrestling.
Hey, Sean, how are you today? So, yeah, you mentioned NXT going back on the road next year in February, and this being the first standalone special event since February 22. And I get the product NXT is now a whole different product with a lot of new talent on the show. So how important is it for this new generation of guys and girls, like getting out on the road before different crowds?
Well, it's the most important thing I think that we can do. I mean, this is, as everybody knows, right? This is developmental. To develop, you have to have reps. That has been, again, we talked about, I believe on the last call, that, again, what these men and women have created over just the last year, it's been amazing what they've accomplished. And that is with, respectfully, minimal reps, certainly compared to what, we used to do. I talk with talent all the time. When I broke in Mid-South, I worked 9 times a week because we did, double shots on Saturdays and Sundays. And right now, if you worked every TV and every live event for NXT, you'd probably be getting about 8, reps a month. And so, look, the opportunity for us to get out, it's been a long, slow process, and we understand that. But we are really excited about that, because that's the best thing that you can have for any athlete. But certainly in the WWE, as you all know, getting out there in front of the fans, in front of people, learning the difference, city to city, the different psychology, what they're buying one night, what they like in New York is different than Philly. What they like in Philly is different than LA. That's why it's big news for us, just having the opportunity, as we started out small with the coconut shows here in Florida, but now getting to branch out, outside of the state of Florida is nothing short of huge for us. And I think we're going to watch, some really exceptional talent who have grown exponentially over the last year, continue to grow even more now with that experience that they have.
Thanks.
My pleasure. Thank you.
And we have a question from Nick Houseman with Wrestling Inc.
Hi, Sean. Thank you so much for taking the time today.
Yes, sir.
My question is about Sean Waltman. He was back in the NXT mix recently. I know Sean's expressed interest in, possibly having one more match or maybe a couple matches in NXT. I know there's a lot of talent he's very fond of down there. Is that something you see happening? And if it were to happen, who would you like to see Sean Waltman wrestle?
Well, look, I mean, that's something that, if he said it to you, he didn't say that to me when he was here. Because I'd have taken him up on that. My goodness. So I know that he's been getting back in there here and there. And I got to tell you, he's like in the best shape he's been in a long, long time. So he looks fantastic. I don't know that. Obviously, that would be something I'd have to run up the flagpole and everything. But look, the talent would benefit from that so much. I know he'd have a blast. So look, if that is an option that we are allowed to explore, I'd jump all over it, but I will, you know, it's amazing. You know, we're all buddies and stuff like that, but he won't, you know, geez, he tells you guys, but he doesn't say anything to me about it. But you know, I'll say that we were all busy trying to work. We can't just pick it up and do it off the cuff like we used to. So the time that, you know, we did the panel and everything, he was really focused on helping us out and getting that done. But I got to tell you, I think that would be awesome. You know, the talent would benefit from that so much. And clearly we do as a program, you know, if we could have, you know, kid doing anything for us, that's a huge plus for NXT.
Cool. Thank you so much, Sean.
You betcha.
And our next question will come from Maddie Paddock with Daily Star.
Hello, Sean.
Hello there.
I just wanted to pick up on the New Day, really. You mentioned their involvement in Deadline just at the top there. And it seems really for both Pretty Deadly and the New Day, there are a lot of advantages really to having them involved in the program. And I just think with everything they've accomplished in WWE, I'm not speaking for them and say that they would like an extended stretch on NXT, but in a lot of ways, this seems a really good fit. So I'm just wondering, really, is there any appetite from the parties involved for this to be a reasonably long-term kind of stay for them, or is it pretty much a short-term deal for now?
Well, look, I'll say this. We never sort of go into it asking for long-term. We kind of take everybody's temperature when they come here and hope that it does. We understand if it doesn't and the commitments, but I'm with you, and that is something that I'll say this. They really, really enjoyed being here Tuesday. And I know that, you know, there's an aspect, you know, Xavier, right? I mean, he started here and and he's wanted to come back for a long time. And this is kind of, you know, I don't know. So it's amazing because again, they're two young guys now, but gosh, they've been doing this a long time. As you say, they've accomplished everything and they are there. You get to that point where you really want to start to be able to give back. And I think that's where New Day is. And I won't lie. I am absolutely hoping to take advantage of that. They really had a great time. We are going to do everything that we can to keep them here for as long as we can. I asked them if we could broach those conversations, and they were certainly open to it. So as you say, I'm really hoping it's certainly more than a one-time thing. I think it just becomes a question of how long. Those are always the questions, and we understand that those are the ones that they have to think about. They have to talk with family members, and obviously those are things that have to get straightened out between, you know, NXT and main roster talents. But they appear to be open to the conversation, which we are very excited about.
Thanks, John.
Bet.
And moving on to Jim Barcelo with the Miami Herald.
Thank you, Sean. I want to follow up a little bit on the touring part of it. For 2023, do we know yet? Will there be more house show live event touring in Florida? And then also live event house show touring nationally?
Well, so look, that's obviously still to be determined. But clearly we hope so. I can't lie. I would imagine, you know, we'll see how, you know, Vengeance Day goes and we'll go from there. But right now that is absolutely the hope from us. But right now, if I'm being honest with you right now, that is one of those TBDs.
Thank you.
You bet.
And moving on to Sean Ross Sapp with Fightful.
And thanks for taking the time. We talked about New Day a little bit earlier. When a situation like that is presented, is it you guys going to Triple H or somebody and saying, we'd like to utilize these talent, or is it them coming to you and saying, hey, we want to appear here, or maybe a little bit of all combined?
It's just that, Sean. It's a little more of all of them. We do have, cause look, there are a lot of main roster talent that have, as you know, NXT roots, and a lot of them like to come back and help out. Obviously, we've got a lot of them that live here in Orlando, so that's obviously a big advantage to us as well. So usually the process is something that, like, if we're thinking about it from a creative standpoint and we've got it, you know, at X date, I do everything I can to, you know, to get on the horn to, you know, to Hunter or Bruce and see what the possibility is. And then there are some, you know, there are some that I, you know, I don't know whether it's right or not, but I take advantage of, you know, of like, you know, I don't know, my, I don't know, the cool titles and all that other stuff. And like, hey, this is a quick one out of the blue, but this is what we need. Can we, you know, can we get somebody on the quick? And that's obviously more difficult. And it's not always, you know what I mean? It's we can get to somebody, but we're not sure who. So, you know, to answer your question fairly, it is a number of different ways. And we've done every one of them, you know, at one point or another. It doesn't, I guess, Sean, if I'm going to answer, it doesn't have to be a real formal process. It takes many sure. different forms.
And our next question will come from Ryan Satin, Fox Sports.
Hey, Sean, thank you so much for taking the time to do this today.
You bet. I appreciate you guys doing it with us. I really do.
So we've recently seen an influx of former NXT talent appear on Raw or SmackDown under Triple H. So with that being said, which performers in NXT do you think are the most ready for the main roster right now?
Well, let's see. Look, I mean, I think we've got – they're different – I don't know, I guess – different versions of ready. You know, I will say that you can just kind of seamlessly go right in. I'd say you got Pretty Deadly. I think they're guys that, you know, you could probably insert right in. I think a guy like JD McDonagh is another person that could just flow right in, would be ready to go. I think a Grayson Waller, clearly Apollo, obviously. But I think a Grayson Waller is a guy that is just unbelievably talented, does everything under the sun for us. You know, I believe somebody like an Alba Fire could step right in, a Zoe Stark. You know, I mean, people that have been doing it long enough that really, I mean, from a work standpoint, from a character standpoint, you know, and even from a, I'll say, age and maturity and time in the business that are ready to step right in. They'll still learn, obviously, by being in the ring with people better than them. But that, and just so you know, that's not the takeaway, again, from like the Bronze or the Creed, who, again, they would do excellent. But it's, I guess, if we wanted to, we'd love to be able to have them to cook a little longer and really get them well-rounded and, you know, perfected as best we can so that they have the best chance for success. I hope that makes sense because they're, you know, I never want to, you know, take away from those talent because they have just been so, you know, their growth over the last year has just been tremendous. We've asked so much of them, and they certainly are deserving of it, but we'd love to be able to really have an opportunity to round them out and get them just a little bit more experience before we were to send them up.
Makes sense.
And we'll take our next question from Lucas Chaparro with VL Media.
Hello, Sean. Thank you so much for taking the time to answer our questions. I wanted to ask you about NXT Europe. It was announced in August 2022 that the brand was scheduled to be launched in 2023. Will there be some kind of announcement regarding the brand in the upcoming future? And what will be your contribution within the brand? Would you be in charge of the booking?
So First of all, yes, there will be an announcement. We are currently, again, doing our best to get all the infrastructure in place on that as we speak. So, yes, I will, certainly at the beginning, because of my work with NXT UK, it'll be very hands-on. But look, the ideal goal is to get it that it, you know, that the most I would be doing is, you know, having sort of the whatever 10,000 foot, you know, overall look, and just maybe dot some I's, cross some T's, finalize some things. But we'd love to have, again, that's what we're doing now, is getting a lot of that infrastructure in place, working on, you know, creative teams and things of that nature. You know, it, looking and selecting into talent and think, and who's going to fill out that roster. At the beginning, though, you know, my team here, Matt Bloom, a number of our, you know, coaches and producers will have to be very hands-on as we train some of these other people to get up and running. So it will be also a development process from an infrastructure standpoint as well. But that's coming, again, as we say, you'll definitely hear from us in 2023.
Thank you, Sean. Best to you.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
And moving on to Alistair McGeorge with the Metro UK.
Hi, Sean. Thanks for taking the time today.
You bet, sir.
I want to talk, since the last call, Ava Rain has made a TV debut. So I wanted to ask what you kind of make of her early kind of character work and development on TV, and what you can tell us about her in-ring development.
So I think her, but first from a character standpoint, she's been a huge kick in the shorts, shall I say, for the Schism. And again, I think she's doing fantastic. We were just talking about it the other day. Just her facials, she looks fantastic. She's really getting comfortable, I think, and that's the most important thing. She's really beginning to, as we say, get into this character and enjoy the process. From an in-ring standpoint, I guess I would have to ask one of the coaches on that. I mean, I think with everybody, you know, she's developing and working at a absolutely great pace, because, you know, I always go back to the no news is good news. And from every report that I read, it's fantastic and successful. But I will, again, for us, it's just very exciting, you know, to have her plugged into the Schism and for her to be just enjoying that role, getting comfortable with it, it looking natural, it not looking, I don't know, difficult for her to do. She doesn't seem to be struggling. I think she's really gaining confidence as well, and that's so important to this. So we are very excited, obviously, for her and her development here. But I guess the biggest thing for us is that she's, you know, she's having some fun. And again, that's, you know, we always want to do our jobs and do it well. But at the same time, you know, this is a very young, you know, group that we have here. And I'd really love for them to enjoy it and have fun while they're doing it, because then I think that makes this job a lot easier to do. It's a pretty tough a gig, and it's a lot easier to do if you're enjoying the entire process. And she's definitely doing that.
Absolutely. Thanks for your time.
My pleasure. Thank you.
And we'll go to Bill Pritchard with WrestleZone.com.
Hey, Sean, how are you?
I'm just fine.
I had a question about, you know, WWE and NXT's focus on collegiate athletes. Obviously, Bron Breakker's been a success story already. But given that you're someone who rose through the territory system, do you, you know, feel like your coaching philosophy shifts in a way to cater to a talent that, you know, maybe it's coming from just a strictly athletic background rather than somebody who grew up as a fan of wrestling?
Well, look, I think I understand the question. There's a different technique, obviously, from a coaching standpoint. when you have the people that are very familiar with it, have grown up as fans of the WWE, have watched it over the years, and then you might have an athlete who's never seen it. I got to tell you, that's where we really lean on Robbie Brookside and Norman Smiley. I mean, to watch those two, you know, train some of these young talent is just amazing. Again, when they're coming from absolutely really no wrestling background and have no knowledge of it. And look, we also, Steve Corino does a great job. But once you get here, you may not have, you know, been a fan, but you learn the history. And we start, you know, helping them understand it. I think as a, even though I always compliment this generation about being better than we were, I think there's still a little bit of that, you know, they didn't start the way we did, and therefore they don't appreciate it. I think there's a little bit of that goes on, but that's a healthy competition as well. And look, when everything's said and done, the ones that don't, you know, fall in love with it and don't totally commit to it, they weed themselves out, man. I mean, I got to tell you, so we don't worry about it, but there definitely is different techniques and styles, and our coaches, we're all, you know, all of our coaches continue to learn as well, because of the point that you made, is that you have so many people coming in now that may or may not be familiar with it, and that takes a totally different coaching style and a lot more patience. You're understanding timing, footwork, you know, just some of the natural movements and I don't know, looks of selling and things of that nature, even story and psychology. If you don't have any familiarity with it, it's a much longer process.
Thank you.
And we have a question from Liam Laughlin with Sporting Australia.
Hi, Sean. Thanks so much for taking the time today. In recent months, we've seen a lot of the top talent on NXT, such as Grayson and Carmelo, showcase their versatility in either pre-taped or live segments. How important is it, in your eyes, for these performers to have that kind of creativity and versatility in the way that they tell stories, not only inside but outside the ring as well?
Well, look, again, that's what we do here. And obviously, when they go to the main roster, that's what they're also going to need to do. I mean, for the most part, obviously, from an action standpoint and a wrestling standpoint, they're on live TV every week now. That's how they're learning. But there's still opportunities to, as you say, you know, for us, we have opportunities here and there to pre-tape certain backstages and things of that nature. But Raw and SmackDown, you might get that. But there's also a chance you might not, and more than likely you won't, and you have to do it live. So yeah, to your point, we've just been trying to, again, ease some of those in with the people that we feel are ready for that. And again, this is all about the developmental process. We just slowly, you know, ease them into, it's sort of like the boiling of the water, so to speak. You just sort of sit them in there and you get it going, and those talents that you feel like can take it, we turn up the heat a little bit more. They handle that, we turn it up a little bit more. And so that's just one of the things that we've been trying to do to get them used to being able, ready to go. But again, it's proven successful. They've all delivered on it. And like I said, we'll continue with that process as we're moving forward.
Thanks so much, Sean.
All right, folks, we'll do two more, and then we'll wrap it up for the day.
And our next question will come from Dominic D'Angelo with AdFreeShows.com.
Hey, Sean, good to speak with you today. Excited for NXT Deadline coming up. Somebody that's obviously stood out since NXT's really taken heat these past couple of years is Bron Breakker. But another guy that's kind of, and you mentioned him earlier before, is Julius Creed. I like just seeing him, he's got that natural babyface charisma, almost like to a Bruno Sammartino. I was hoping to get your perspective on his ability and persona as he grows throughout this process, and what you kind of seen, not just from an in-ring standpoint, but more so from a personality standpoint from him.
Yeah, well, look, clearly he's an unbelievable athlete. There isn't, you tell him you need him to jump this high, push this much, he's going to get it done. He's an unbelievably driven young man, an incredibly hard worker, and as you guys see, very talented. Look, we, and again, whether right, wrong, or indifferent, certainly what we try to do here is get people out of their comfort zone, and try to get, we try to get them range when it comes to the point of which I believe you're asking about is from a, from a character standpoint and promos and the other things outside of the ring, where we want them to, again, he may end up going the rest of his career and never have to smile and have nothing to do but be angry. But down here, we want to make sure that we, have them pliable and at least the ability to do those things. So I feel like that's where we're at with Julius and his brothers is now just starting to show their to get them some range and help them get comfortable with that. And I'll say this, look, they're two guys that when you give them a goal, they try to make sure they do everything they can to achieve that goal. I think there's, a great deal of potential there in both of them. Julius, obviously, I think you could argue that he's, a very natural in some aspects of this. And we're very excited about getting him more well-rounded as we go forward, because we think both of them, along with the Bronze and a few others, are really big catches that we had, in that original draft in the first place. So the future for those guys looks great. We're just continuing to do what we do, and that's help them develop and help them, again, as when you talk about, continue to cook and round them out as best we can.
Absolutely. Cool. Thanks very much, Sean.
You bet. Thank you.
And our final question today comes from Steve Fall with the 10 count.
Hey, Sean. Thanks for answering our questions today. I really appreciate it. With no WWE TLC pay-per-view in December, is Deadline going to become maybe the new December pay-per-view with Iron Survivor taking place of all those TLC matches?
Well, again, I will say this. It wouldn't bother me one bit. I'd absolutely, we'd love to have that. We'd love December to be ours and finish out the year with NXT. But you guys know, again, that I'm not the guy that makes those decisions. And look, I know they're obviously, as we continue to grow and change and evolve as a company, there's going to be stuff I'd love to be able to give you a wonderful answer for, but I don't have. All I know is that this year they're opened up an opportunity for us to have just that. And we wanted to do something a little different. And that's what we're doing. NXT Deadline, certainly for us, whether it becomes a regular thing or it's, I don't know, this is its one and only, hoorah. We're going to simply go out there and do the best we can to put on a fantastic show. Saturday's a big night for us. We're coming to the end of the year. Yeah. People are going to be going on vacation. For us, all these, for NXT, all these, premium live events are really big deals. And I don't know, again, and like we talked about, getting out of the Performance Center, huge deal for us. And I know it sounds kind of odd, because it's supposed to be the regular, but this is a whole different group. This is an entire different generation. The infrastructure in NXT is totally different. So all these things are brand new again for us, and it's exciting to do. And again, this is a place where, and I know I always talk about this with you guys, and I don't know, and I hope you don't get bored of me and stuff like that, but we don't have the cynicism here. We're just not cynical about the wrestling business here. Because we don't have to be. And I guess that's the joy of being here. that's the joy of kind of being isolated down here in Florida, away from everything else, that we get to keep it fun and exciting and, you know, and innocent, I guess, you know, at least to some degree. So we know that we have a premium live event that we didn't have before, you know, and we're going to do everything we can to make the best of it, close off the year for the WWE with hopefully, you know, the fans of the WWE remembering NXT and NXT Deadline. So, and again, I guess if that's the last one, I appreciate you guys helping us out with that. You know, I guess to, you know, when everything takes full circle here, you know, thank you guys for doing this stuff with us. Like I said, and helping us out to get the word out on that, you know, and hopefully it's a good show. And if it isn't, man, be gentle. Okay. Take it easy on. I'm still sensitive to it. All right. So be gentle, but be fair. I don't mind. I'm kidding. I don't mind you being fair. Anyway, just hope you guys enjoyed. Thank y'all as always for doing this with us. And, hope it wasn't too painful for you.
And speaking of that, we will be back Saturday night after NXT Deadline for our post-show conference, where you hopefully will be gentle.
Yeah.
And we'll talk to everybody on Saturday night. Thanks, everybody, for joining us.
Thank you all.